This is WPR News.
The start of the school year is coming up, which means parents and teachers alike will be on the hunt for art supplies.
Those supplies can be expensive, but art thrift stores in Wisconsin are making them more affordable for everyone while cutting down on waste.
Wisconsin's newest art supply thrift store, 414 Art Revival in West Allis, opened late last month to a massive crowd of customers. Juliana Jackson is co-owner of 414 Art Revival. Juliana, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thank you.
Give us the basics, first of all. How does your art supply thrift store work?
So we have a fill-a-bag system. Whenever you come into shops, we have four different bag sizes, and the whole store is kind of just a little bit of a treasure hunt. You can walk through, fill up your bag. Whatever you can fit in there is yours. We have some things that are like individually priced around the store, but for the most part, it's just kind of a treasure hunt, like I said. We have yarn and fabric as well by the pound, but we carry a little bit of everything from beginner supplies to more professional supplies, tons of stuff for kids. In the coming weeks, months, we are planning to have classes, which is going to be super exciting, and some local art for sale by local artists.
What gave you the notion that, hey, in this West Allis area, there's a need for this kind of store?
Well, my mother actually owns a secondhand art supply store in Illinois. So it's something that's been on my radar for a while, but it was honestly the driving factor for me was wanting to have a space where I could host different events and things. So I just started kind of shopping around for a cool space, and West Allis just happened to be our home. And then after doing some research, I realized that people had really been yearning for something like this. So the response has been awesome.
I understand there was a lot of response when you opened up, maybe more than you expected. What was it
Absolutely.
Like the first couple few days?
It was madness. we loved it. It was obviously you hope that it's going to go on that end of the spectrum. So it was really cool. It definitely, we were cleared out after the first couple of days. So the days following were restocking like madmen, but it's been a fun adventure. We're still trying to adjust where necessary, but the community's been very understanding and everyone is super grateful. So it feels really gratifying.
You mentioned the word community, I think a couple times now. Do you see this as part of helping build a community of, you know, not just your working professional artists, but of just people who like to do artistic stuff in your area?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, already we've heard so many different stories from people when they're bringing in their donations about, you know, what their craft had meant to them and how they're so excited to have a place where they can donate it and share it with more people. So I definitely see the loop or the chain, you know, that happens in this creative community. So that's been really neat.
Yeah. Do you see the cost preventing people from either getting into a particular art or doing as much of it as they might otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is breaking down a huge barrier. And I think that also being able to just come in and buy one small piece of fabric that they needed to finish a project or something like that is something that's pretty unique and special about us too.
What kind of challenges were there in getting this off the ground?
Well, we did it pretty quickly. I would say the challenges honestly were manpower a little bit. We definitely bit off a little more than we could chew at the beginning. We're just more than expected, I suppose, because, well, we chewed it. But just getting everything sorted was definitely a huge undertaking. So that was the biggest challenge, is figuring out how to sort something like this. There's a million different categories you could put things in. So doing our best to make the space really, really organized was our number one priority.
Juliana, thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
Juliana Jackson is co-owner of 414 Art Revival in West Allis, Wisconsin's newest art supply thrift store, which opened late last month. Now we'll hear from Wisconsin's first art supply thrift store after 6 years in business. Kim Geiser is founder and executive director of the nonprofit Hello Happiness Creativity Center in Sheboygan. It opened back in 2020. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, the Hello Happiness Creativity Center, the first dedicated art supply thrift store in Wisconsin. What inspired you to pursue this?
Well, I had kind of tried all creative endeavors in my life. I wrote a book. I used to travel around the country and teach. And a lot of the things that I did were very expensive, to be quite honest, like cost prohibitive to a lot of people because of the cost of supplies and the cost of classes. And it really got me thinking all these experiences were so positive for me that I wanted to bring that to everybody. So I jokingly asked Facebook, my Facebook friends, if somebody would give me $100,000 to start a nonprofit, and somebody did. So okay. Hello Happiness was born, and everything just kind of fell into place since then.
What does the flow look like here? Where are donations coming from?
Being the first one, we have gotten donations from as far as Chicago. People who love our mission and just love what we do just bring things in. So we basically we're open Tuesday through Friday and Saturday. And anytime we're open, people can bring in donations. And it's just gently used art and craft supplies. And then some other things that maybe creatives could use too. But yeah, it's really just a community-based organization. So the community is really who contributes to it.
And then for the people who are coming in to get these, I'm sure you've talked to a lot of the artists or would-be artists who want to do art and are looking for cheaper alternatives. What kind of things do you hear from them when they check out your creativity center?
This is the true magic of what we do and what we are. And anybody who's ever been in Hello Happiness knows that the name is just really fitting. All day, it's smiles, tears, just excitement of people of all ages, that they just get to try something new without having to worry about costs. Our prices are extremely low. So there's really not any, there's no barriers. We even have a free haul. So if you can't afford even the quarter or 50 cents that we charge for a lot of things, there's options for you. So it's just kind of been the most fulfilling 6 years of my life, watching people just get really excited about creativity. So
I know sometimes when you're taking donations from the public, there can be a big mix in quality. What is that sorting process like? What are you and volunteers doing to make sure everything's ready to rock for people?
We do it pretty quickly. Our turnaround, usually the donations are on the floor within 24 hours of when we receive them. The team basically just takes the donations in. They quickly weigh them so that we know exactly how much we're taking in, which is about 2,000 pounds a week. And they clean them or sort them and get them priced and bring them upstairs to the store. So, and then usually those things last only a day or two. So the turnover is just incredible.
Do you feel like there's a community developing here, an artistic community of your customers, your clientele, your volunteers and staff?
Absolutely, yes. When we first opened, we did have enough space to have classes and to connect as a community that way. Very fulfilling, very wonderful, and it's part of our mission. So at some point as we grow, we're hoping to have that space again. But now we are finding that connection through the volunteers and the staff and just the different ways that we can do that together. We have a school group that comes every year that's been coming for the last 5 years, where it's students who are learning life skills. They come and volunteer once a week. But that connection with them and the others who come, you're obviously interested in all things craft if you're a volunteer here. So there've been real friendships that have formed, and it kind of feels like a creative family. It's wonderful.
And finally, what are your hopes for the future of Hello Happiness?
Well, right now we are about 2,000 square foot, probably less than 2,000 square feet for store space. Our big dream would be to have a really big store so that we could, again, have classes and we could expand what we do to creative reuse for all things that we use in our everyday lives, and just kind of getting the community to think about the stuff that we consume in different ways, and also incorporating that with a third space. The thing that happens a lot at Hello Happiness is people get very excited and very inspired by the color and the beautiful things. but then we don't have the space to sit down and make something right away. So ultimately, the dream would be to have that community space so that we can all sit together, create together, and form those bonds together with more than just our small team that we have. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Kim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Kim Geiser is founder and executive director of Hello Happiness Creativity Center in Sheboygan, which opened back in 2020. Earlier, we heard from Juliana Jackson, co-owner of 414 Art Revival in West Allis. That's Wisconsin's newest art supply thrift store, which opened late last month.